I'm Steve Kraske. I'm sitting here visiting with the great Doc Severinsen. He just was on Up Today, and we wanted to chat for a few more minutes about the scene here in Kansas City. And Doc, you're performing with the Kansas City Symphony and Chorus this weekend. You're playing in the Kauffman Center. What's it like practicing there for you in the last few days?
It's beyond incredible. The hall is world-class to the nth degree.
Yeah.
And it is a feast for the eyes before you even get inside. And the fact that Kauffman's name is on it, one of the first trips I made to Kansas City, besides working in high schools and colleges,
right,
was to play in the summer thing in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And I met Mr. Kauffman
Mr.
at
K.
that time. And they invited me to throw the base first pitch out for the Royals.
Yeah.
And it was an embarrassing situation.
Why?
Well, I'm not a baseball player.
Yeah.
But now, cut to the other day, I get off the plane, I come into town here, and this whole vast space between the two airports is suddenly filled up with beautiful buildings and people.
And it didn't used to be that way when you were here before, I guess.
No. It was prairie, wide open spaces.
Yeah.
And I was so glad that, you know, that the Royals had their big win and your football team is doing great.
Yeah.
But I thought, that's all well and good, but what about your music scene here? Mm-hmm. I hear that there are things going on in the old music section of town here.
All the time.
And the history that is available to build on, this could be a world center for great jazz music, rhythm and blues, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And you already have a world-class symphony in a world-class hall. And I'm here to take part of it. And before, I was just talking about me and my appearance here.
Right.
I thought, wait a minute, that's not important. What's important is what I see in Kansas City.
Well, you've played in so many halls around the world, Doc. How does the Kauffman Center for you rank in terms of the great performance halls around the world?
Well, let's start with the United States. I'd say it's one of the top three or four halls in the United States.
Wow.
And I'm comparing that to some, the big one down in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of cities now have wonderful concert halls that didn't used to have them. But this one is different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Believe me, it is special. And you have to walk in there as a performer and see all the things that they have to make the the performance starts long before you get on stage.
Yeah.
But it starts when you drive up to the building and you look at this thing and you say, wow.
Yeah.
This is a one of a kind.
It just knocks your socks off, doesn't it? It's just amazing. Yeah. Yeah. You know, you've been such a great carrier of the torch for some of the great musicians, jazz musicians over the years. Speaking of Kansas City, one of our great musicians here, Count Basie. You've played his music for so many decades. I'm sure you met him.
Yes.
You play with him before too, Doc, or not? Or
I did, but it was very brief. But, you know, like any musician, I heard Count Basie and I heard Duke Ellington and the other big bands.
Sure.
But you notice I said Count Basie, Duke Ellington, and the other big bands.
Because that's how they ranked in your mind.
Yeah, no two ways about it.
Yeah.
And when I come here, I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the air. It's still in the air. And I just didn't want to leave here without commenting about what's going on with music in this town.
That's great. Well, Doc, we appreciate you sticking around. That's great.
My pleasure.
And again, you can hear Doc Severinsen with the Kansas City Symphony and Chorus 8 o'clock Friday night at the Kauffman Center. Tickets go to kcsymphony.org.